Welcome home, darling. Long day at the precinct. You've had me waiting up for you all night. I'm afraid your dinner will be stone cold by now. What a shame. Keep those big, strong hands where I can see them. Let's keep this nice and easy, okay? No reason for me to hurt you. Unless you're into that. Okay. Calm down. We can talk yeses and nos later. The gun is probably a bit too extreme for playtime anyways. For now, do me a favor, will you? Put your gun on the floor, really, really slowly, and kick it over to me. Your phone too. Okay, that's a little too slow. Chop chop. Time is money, detective. Why, thank you. I'll put these in my purse for safekeeping. Don't worry, I promise I'll give them back. Don't you just hate losing your phone? Nightmare. Anyways, you look tense, just standing there, frowning and seething. Why don't you take a seat? You're making me awfully nervous. Oh, but first, would you please refresh my drink? I took the liberty of opening some of the expensive stuff. You don't mind, do you? Thank you very much. It's delicious, by the way. You're going to love it. Now, please, sit. I have to say, Detective, it's really lovely to see you again. How long has it been? 6 months? A year? Too long. You've been looking for me? Aw, how sweet. I'd never take you as such a romantic. A warrant? Well, that's hardly a way to get a lady's attention. Next time, try a dinner invitation. Ooh, or a movie. I love movies. Yes, I'm getting to that. Questions. Relax, I'm your guest. Very rude to jump straight into business without small talk, you know. Fine, I'll tell you why I'm here. Boring, so boring. First though, I hate guns. You know that? So I'm going to put mine away. But you have to promise me you won't do anything rash. I'm here with a proposition that will work for both of us. So try not to be too much of a cop for the next 20 minutes. Okay? Okay. Away with the gun. Fun fact. It's not loaded. But I bet yours is, so careful. So, business. You know what my business is, don't you? My business is keeping an ear to the ground. Always knowing when some particularly extravagant item comes into town, who owns it, and where they keep it. And in the course of learning these things, I've also come to learn other things. Who the city's biggest players are. Who they're warring with, and what they're after. I'm always the first to know when someone new arrives on the scene, and I'm also the first to know when somebody drops off it. Lately, there's been quite a few somebodies dropping off the scene, haven't there? Mob boys mostly, but some unfortunate civilians as well. And it's always the same. Small caliber, two to the chest, one to the head, no trace, no witnesses, no living ones anyway. Now, I figure you and your boys in blue can't give half a fuck about some dead mobsters, but those poor witnesses, that's a problem, isn't it? A big enough problem that someone would have to take the case. And it would be a dangerous case, wouldn't it? Whoever worked it would probably end up dead themselves. So who better to work it than the pariah, the great white knight, the detective with more enemies on the force than on the street? How am I doing so far? You know, for the hard case gumshoe type, you're pretty easy to read. Well, I come with great news, hero. I know exactly the trigger man you're looking for. I know where he'll hit next, and I'll give him to you, free of charge. Happy birthday, darling. What's with the cocked eyebrow? There's no catch, no fine print. I give you the name, you lock him up. Really, darling, is it so hard to believe that I would do something nice for you? After all the fun we've had with that cat and mouse over the years, I feel like I owe you. Consider it an anniversary gift. I was afraid you would say that. If you, quote unquote, arrest me, well, I won't tell you anything, will I? I'll suddenly forget all the things I know. Your hitman runs free. And how would that look? I can see the headline now. Detective lets serial murderer escape. To capture who? An art thief? Not very smart, detective. Bad optics. Nobody cares about me. All I've ever done is, let's call it, reappropriation of certain pretty things. I've never hurt a soul. Ugh. That doesn't count. Nothing would have happened to those guards if they had gone on their normal patrols like they were supposed to. The museum should have fired them a long time ago. Anyways, you have a choice. You have a chance to stop a murderer. I think we both know what choice you'll make. So, let me go. Take the killer down. What do you say, darling? Do we have a deal?
Excellent.
Would it surprise you to know that I trust you, detective? More than just about anyone. Yes, it's true. You're a stooge in a square and a head case. But you're not a liar. I like that about you. Anyways, let's work through this case, shall we? So, you've seen the autopsies. You've seen the ballistics. What did you learn? Small caliber every time. 22, wasn't it? Or was it? What if I told you that the gun wasn't a 22? That it was in fact a 38 special? Yes. Lots of implications, right? It would mean that ballistics report was altered, wouldn't it? And who would have access to those? Someone who owned a 38 special revolver, which is just like the sidearm the department issued you, isn't it? Yes. I think you see where I'm going with this. Are you familiar with a detective by the name of Julian Martin? I can see you aren't a fan. Well, he's your man. A 10-year veteran of the force, and a gun for hire. Who'd suspect him? Well, who besides me, of course. So, there you go. Have at it. What? What's the problem? Still looking at a gift horse in the mouth, detective? Well, fine. I'll admit, I may have an ulterior motive. What's wrong with that? Have you heard about the big auction next week? Of course you haven't. It's not exactly open to the public. A strictly high rollers only. Under the table affair. Millions of dollars changing hands. Billions. And some very interesting pieces. Like, for instance, a beautiful Cezanne in perfect condition. A beautiful Cezanne, which mysteriously vanished the other night. Yes, a very significant windfall for a certain highly skilled and gorgeous art thief. But it seems that the painting's former owner is rather upset. Understandably, I guess. It is a very, very expensive painting. He'll do anything to get it back. He has a great number of resources at his disposal. He is, after all, the district attorney. Shocked, detective? I'm surprised. I would think you'd be used to dealing with corruption by now. Anyways, your dear DA wants his painting back. He sent Detective Martin to retrieve it by any means necessary. So, I have a fairly urgent personal investment in seeing them both brought to justice. So, that's the situation. The rest is up to you. Take them down, please. I would consider it a favor, and I love repaying favors. Why are you making this so difficult? I just handed you literal gold, and you're still talking about arresting me? Just, you don't want to do that, okay? You don't need, it's not, I'm done, alright? For good this time. I've got a buyer lined up for this painting already, and once I sell it, I'm gone. Forever. This painting, this is never steal again money. Start a new life money. So, that's what I'm doing. Starting over. This might be my only chance to do it. And I'm taking it. You don't believe me? None taken. Might I ask why you doubt me? Ugh, really, detective? You know me? Come over here. Look out the window with me. That way, not too far, 10 blocks down 38th, right on the park, half a mile past the warehouse district, tenement roll, Arbor Heights apartment. I was born there. Yes, in the building. No way my mother could afford a hospital, and she had a thing about doctors. Never met my dad, never even knew who he was. Mother told me he died, but honestly, I don't think she was sure either. Either way, she wasn't far behind him. Years of drinking and drugging and hate. I don't know how many years. I don't even know how old she was. Miss her? No, not a bit. Useless little tramp. Those were her last words to me. I was 7 years old. I didn't even know what that meant. Anyways, after that, I was on my own. No family, no friends, just a little girl. And this town has no pity for little girls. So I chose not to be a little girl, to instead be many things, whatever I needed to be, to make it to the next day. I've been a lot of different people. Again with a look of surprise. Think about it, detective. Do you really think you know my name? My real name? Would you believe me if I told you it? That's what I thought. So, how could you possibly know me? I don't know me. I've been a beggar, a dealer, a fixer, a sophisticate, an art thief, but I've never been me. But now, with this, I have a chance to fix that, to finally be a human, an actual person, someone with a home and a heart and a future. I can start over. I can be honest, real, and you can help me. You have to help me. Oh. I need to repay my debt to society first. And what does society owe me? How much of my blood will those streets soak up after they give something back? No. I'm leaving, detective. I have to. I'm leaving. And you're coming with me. Shh. Yes. Yes, you are. Think about it, detective. Really think. You're good. You know that, right? You're a good person. Truly. That might sound strange coming from me, but I mean it. You care, and you fight for people, and I admire that. I think there are lots of little girls in the city who would have ended up like me, if not for you. And that's worth cherishing. But what's the cost? How much have you bled for this city? How many times have you put your life on the line? And what has your reward been? A tiny apartment, a patchwork of scars, and an army of thugs and cops and politicians who all want you dead? You spent your whole life trying to do right, trying to right the evils of this town. But have you ever thought that maybe it doesn't deserve you? That you're too good for it? You'll take these creeps down. But more will rise in their place. It'll just keep happening over and over and over again. This city, no matter how hard you fight for it, it will never love you back. But what if there was someone who would love you back? Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about. Are you sure about that, darling? Chasing me around all these years, all my stints as your confidential informant, all those times you let me get away and worked so hard to pretend you didn't. Was I misinterpreting? I didn't think so. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with wanting something, wanting someone, even if she's maybe not the meet the parents type. Think about it. I can finally be me, and you can be you, and we can be us. This is your chance. All you have to do is lean forward and take it. You know, you're not a bad kisser, detective. I've always wondered about that. Slow down, I said, not bad. Plenty of room for improvement. But don't worry, there are many things I can teach you. Come a little closer. I want to wrap my arms around you. What do you know? You're getting better already. Then again, I am a gifted mentor, and you will soon see. Don't blush so soon, detective. You haven't even seen anything. Let's start slow. I'd hate to overwhelm you. Here, hold me close and let me kiss your neck. So, how does it feel? Fraternizing with the enemy, I mean. Does it scare you just a bit? Your training telling you not to trust me? That I'm a terrible, evil criminal? And I've had my arms wrapped around you for a while? Better reach back and make sure I haven't stolen your wallet. Nope, your wallet's still there, but I'm afraid I might have taken something else. Oh, calm down, you big baby. You've put these things on me often enough. I'm sure you'll come to love them. I mean, I certainly did. Shh, relax. I need your arms out of the way. I have plans. First, let's unbutton this shirt. I can't get it all the way off with those handcuffs, but now I can move my hands under it and see what I'm working with. Oh, what's this? Enjoying yourself, detective. I better unbuckle your belt before it bursts off. That feels nice, doesn't it? My hand. Now, you stay up here, darling. I have some business to take care of down there. Be back in a flash. What do we have here? Oh, look at you. Excited, are we? You look ready to burst already. Don't worry. I'll touch you just like this, soft and gentle for now. You know, I'm not surprised you're so hard already. I'm feeling a little bit heated myself. Would it surprise you if I told you I've thought about this for quite a bit, that I've been thinking about it all night? The moment you walked through those doors, I clenched, my mouth watered. All I could think about was this, being on my knees in front of you, feeling you get hard for me, feeling every ridge, every vein. It's a very good thing I don't wear panties. I'm making a bit of a mess. Don't hold your breath, darling. We're just getting started. How's that? Do you like it? You're twitching already. I like that. I like feeling you quiver. But you can't come. Not yet. Let's go a little faster now. Hold on tight, baby. And whatever you do, don't break eye contact. You're close? Oh no, that won't do. Let's give you a minute to cool off. Come here. Sit down. There. On the couch. There's something I've been meaning to show you. No. The handcuffs stay on for now. Go ahead. Sit down. I'll pin you down if I have to. There you go. Now. It's getting awfully warm in here, isn't it? I might have to lose a layer or two. What first? Blouse, skirt, or heels? Oh. You like the heels? Noted. They'll stay. Take off the skirt? Is that an order, detective? Well, all right then. I would hate to get in trouble. Much better. What did you think I was lying about not wearing panties? I'm hurt. You like it? But you're all the way over there. Here. Why don't you lean back? I'll stand over you and give you a nice close look. There. Like what you see? Yeah, like I said, a bit of a mess already. And it's all your fault, darling. Now, don't be shy. Give her a little kiss. Yeah, there you go. Just like that. That's perfect. Slowly though, don't rush. I wanna feel it. Fuck. Right there. Suck on my clit. Let me grind into your mouth. There you go. There you. Fuck. Faster now, baby. Go faster. Yes. Just like that. Just like that. I'm starting to regret those handcuffs now. I want your fingers. I want to feel your fingers inside me. I want No. I'm afraid we're not done with the cuffs just yet. But I still want you inside me. Would you like that? Do you want to fuck me, detective? I thought you might. Here, lean back. I'm going to sit in your lap. Come here, darling. Delicious. Now relax. It's my turn. You'll have yours later. Fuck. You're still hard. I thought I told you to cool off. Stay still. It's still my turn. How does that feel, detective? How does it feel when I rock back and forth on that cock? Do you like that? I'll take that as a yes. Here, let me get this blouse off. No, not one for bras either. What? What do you think? Oh, really? Say that again. Slowly. Fuck. I like that. I like that a lot. Well, if you love them so much. Then lean forward. Dig in. Yes. Just like that. Press up close so I can run my fingers through your hair. Fuck. Careful with the teeth, darling. I'm gonna go faster. Hold on tight. You better not come before I do. Fuck. That's, oh my god. That's perfect. Keep sucking on my tits. Oh shit. You're so hard for me. You're so deep. Can you feel me clenching on you? Around your cock. Your hard, aching cock. Fuck, baby. There was this one night. You arrested me and you threw me in the cell. You're always very gentle when you do that. Very tender. And when you were locking the door at you, oh my god, I reached through the bars and touched your leg, and you looked into my eyes, and fuck, I could see how much you wanted me. And how hard you were working to resist. How much you wanted to throw open the door. Push me against the wall. And tear my fuck, tear my skirt off. Fuck me. Pound me until my mascara was running down my face. Until my legs gave out. Until I tell you anything you wanted to know. Oh my fucking god. I couldn't stop thinking about it. I couldn't stop picturing that. That bulge in your pants. What it might look like. What it might taste like. I wanted your lips. I wanted your sweat. I wanted your cum. And they turned the lights out. And I laid there in the dark. In the middle of my cell. And I fuck. I touched myself and I stared at the door. Just waiting for you to come back. Waiting for you to catch me. Join me. And fuck. I've never come so hard. I came for you so fucking hard. I'm gonna come on your cock. Anyways, that fantasy was very, very nice, but I think I like this one even better. I'm proud of you, detective. You let me finish first, just like I asked. And here I heard that you were no good at following orders. Aw, don't pout. You did wonderfully. It's your turn now. Let's take care of you, shall we? Ugh, fine. I guess we can lose the handcuffs. If you promise to be very, very sweet to me. No, I don't have the key. But don't worry. I have a lot of practice with these particular handcuffs. Here, lean forward so I can reach behind you. We just pinch here, give it a little twist, and pull. There we are. Free as a bird. Now lay back and I'll... Ouch. Learned that move in basic training. Not very flashy, but It did the job. I surrender. So then, darling, you've got me right where you want me, don't you? Pinned down, nowhere to run, at your mercy. What will we do now? Oh, God, that's deep. Fuck. Yes. That's... push my legs up higher. As deep as you can. That's... That's good. Is that better, baby? Do you like it better when you're in control? You really are a cop. Here I've been teasing you all night. Making you go slow. Making you focus on me. How criminal of me. You might have to give me what I deserve. Take out all that frustration on my... oh my God. Fuck. Fuck. Yes, baby. Fuck me. Fuck me hard. Oh shit. So fucking wet. I'm so wet and you're so... you're so hard. Oh, fuck. Please. Please, baby. Fuck me. It's so good. You're so good. Hold me down. Pound into my pussy. It's yours. Detective, this pussy is yours. Take it. Take it. Oh, shit. Fuck me. Oh, my God. Fuck. You're close? Good. I want it. You can come whenever you want. I want you to come all over me. I want it so fucking bad. Yeah? On my stomach? Do it, baby. Fuck. Fuck me. Put it into me. Pull out. Pull out. Come on me. Do it, baby. Do it. Yes, baby. Come for me. Come on my stomach. Do it, baby. Please. Come for me. Come all over me. Come for me. Come. Yes, baby. Yes, give it to me. Every drop. Keep going. Keep coming. Oh, God. It's so warm. Yes. Come here. Good work, detective. Another difficult case cracked. Oh, line it up, darling. Come on. Flip over. I want to lay on your chest. Ah, there. Shh. Shush. Don't ruin it. I like you, darling, quite a lot, but it isn't for your way of words. Just lay still. Enjoy the moment with me. When you wake up tomorrow, I won't be here, I imagine. I have some affairs to put in order, and you may not see me again for a while, but someday very soon, once the DA and Detective Martin are safely behind bars, an envelope will slide under your door. And in that envelope will be a plane ticket. I can't tell you where it leads just yet, but wherever you end up, I will be waiting for you. And then, we can begin. I can be me, you can be you, and we can be us. Good night, Detective.